Going.
Hello and welcome, 8123 Podcast. We are back. We would like to apologize for the delay on that new episode, but we've been doing other important things, you know, like playing rock and roll for the first time in months.
And man, did that feel good!
It was great. We're gonna do another episode about that. So we won't, we don't have to get too far into it, but I had an amazing night and was very surprised by how much it made me feel alive and like we were playing an actual show.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, we will do a podcast about that whole experience. But, other than that, we've been, we were practicing the whole last week. And then, but how are you, Patrick?
I'm good. I cannot complain. I've been getting good sleep, which didn't happen for quite some time there. But we're kind of like past that hump now, where the baby is now sleeping like 11 hours a night.
Wow, she's like a teenager.
Yeah. So that's been a good little change of pace to get some sleep, and yeah. Besides that, just kind of the whole last like 2 weeks has all just been focused on that show.
Yeah.
So it's that's kind of the weird thing about it is that. It takes just as much effort to do that kind of a show as it does to do an entire month and a half long tour.
Well, it's because kind of in a way for a tour, you're planning for one show, but you just do that same show 30 times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of the same.
Yeah, it is. And that's, yeah, kind of a weird thing. Like, as we were doing it, I was like, man, I just wish we could pack this thing up and bring it to the next city and continue to do it. But we will take what we can get. What we got was pretty fun.
So, totally.
We've been talking about doing a song breakdown episode of the podcast for a bit, and we have not done one. So that is what we will get into soon. Bad Behavior is a song from Lovely Little Lonely, if you didn't know. And I think we're going to play the demo and talk about everything involved in making the song. But first, we will play a message from a sponsor, and then we will get into it. Cool.
So this one changed a lot.
Oh yeah. Quite a bit. So
here, I'll pause it so we can just talk about the beginning.
I guess let's set the tone for this song.
So we decided, you came up with an idea of like doing a writing trip somewhere else besides being in Phoenix, or usually we go up to Jared's parents' cabin and do like a week or so writing before pre-pro. And you thought it'd be like, hey, let's go somewhere crazy and do something that we've never done. And you were like, let's go to New York City. And we've talked about wanting to do something like that forever. And then we finally did.
Yeah.
And, we ended up, we played the show around it, right? Was that the beginning or the end of it?
That was, I guess, technically, that was like our end of the era show. for
American Candy.
But we kind of didn't make the end of the era like part of it like that much of a big deal.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah. So we played that show and we were kind of not really getting much out of the trip. You know, I feel like we were just like working on ideas and then we'd get caught, you know, and like not much happened.
We were working like weird hours though, like way normal or like way out of the ordinary hours for us. Like we were working till like 3 a.m. ish sometimes or like, you know, and that definitely isn't our go-to. We're kind of like afternoon work till 11 kind of guys.
Yeah.
But it's something about like, I think we were just kind of soaking in just being in the city together a lot. We weren't like going out and doing anything, but it was just a different vibe than we had done before.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think we were feeling like we didn't really have all that much. This song kind of popped out.
Well, this one, I remember we were working all day and nothing really happened. And then we went to dinner and got like a couple drinks and went back and Jared started playing this riff, which ended up becoming the only saving part of this song. But we all love the riff and we're like, man, we could just listen to this riff over and over and over and over. But like here, I'll play, I guess, a little more. Like, this is nothing like the rest of the song.
No.
But we knew this was good. We knew this riff was cool.
Yeah. So, I think it goes into, like...
This was the chorus.
Yeah. And then I think it'll go back into that riff, like, over big drums.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, right here, I think.
Yeah, so I think it was like this was the part that we were the most excited about.
Totally. And I remember us being like, "Colby's gonna love this one. Colby's gonna think this is like the best thing ever." And the only thing he ended up liking about it was the part that. Again, that we used for the actual song. But yeah, I mean, how many days was that New York trip?
I mean, we were there for like maybe like 6 days.
Yeah, and like literally that guitar riff is the only thing we got out of the entire trip that made it on the album.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Ended up being completely worth it.
Yeah.
That's like one of our biggest songs.
Yeah, from a D to a G chord, and let's see if it goes anywhere else.
Yeah, so I think like we really thought that these verses were super cool,
mm-hmm.
and Colby kind of just made us take that riff and make that the verse too.
Yeah, does it go anywhere else? Yeah, no, just that over and over. But yeah, there was no... John didn't have any vocals at any point on that, right?
No. Not until we got into pre-production, you know, which is like really rare that we would take a song that far without having any kind of a vocal on it.
Totally.
And that just shows like we were that excited about the riff, you know, which is has only happened, you know, a handful of times. And then, yeah, I mean, really, we just kind of made the song around that, you know. I mean, the song's pretty simple, right? I mean, it's kind of the the same vibe the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, it has two other changes besides, like, just two different notes besides that riff. And but it's one of those things, like, if I feel like if we were just by ourselves, it'd be like, no, you can't do that over and over that way. But then having just that other person in the room and Colby being, you know, that excited about it, I don't even think we ever thought about it, like being like, oh, yeah.
Just the same thing the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is. So here, I'm sure everyone's heard this, but...
So kind of interesting thing, this intro part, that guitar lead that happens, that was something that we added on super late. It was even like once all the vocals were done.
Really?
Did that part, yeah.
I don't remember that.
We just couldn't get it. I you know, like what we just kept saying, like, it just needs to be like next level. It needs to be super catchy and big. Mm-hmm. And we had a bunch of different parts that we tried, and we just couldn't do it. Couldn't get it right.
Yeah, and then ends up just being like the most simple melody, but with the vocal, it's super strong.
Yeah,
it is. But it was so fun. I remember in pre-pro, John had somewhat of the melody, and we were fucking excited about it, but we still had it like super late in the album. I think we had
Do You Remember
second. Yeah and like thinking that was the stronger song. But then as soon as John actually got the vocals on Bad Behavior, I remember it was like right as the sun was going down, was it one of the first songs he did on vocals?
Was it the last early on? Yeah, no, I think it was pretty early. Wait, no, it was towards the end.
It was like one of the last things we did in Gwala before he went to Nashville, right? Yeah, so it was like, it was like right when, it was getting dark and he finished it. I remember like being like, oh, fuck. And it's that time, and it doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, it's like everyone in the room is feeling, like even Lupe was like, holy shit, this is really good.
Yeah, it was cool. We were instantly excited. Yeah, it's super simple. It's just the vocals and like guitar riff are just really the important things in the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then just this tiny little change to set up the chorus.
Yeah.
So the riff isn't exactly like the demo, is it?
It's a slightly different for sure. Yeah. But the basic idea is the same.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and I haven't listened to that in so long. It sounds really good. Colby's really good at recording.
Yeah. The bridge, if you play that, I think this is one of the better bridges that we have.
Yeah, it's always, we always talk about like just, there's kind of go-to bridges, and this one is definitely not that. It sounds like flying or something.
Does that
stop?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first time we did something like that in a long, like it was like an we know live this is what it needs to do. So we're going to put it on the recording.
Yeah.
We tend to do that way more often now, but at that point it was kind of the first time we'd done that.
Yeah. Yeah, that bridge part, which to me is like a such an defining part of the song.
Totally.
That part was not on there, and it was completely different when we originally recorded it in California.
Oh yeah. Wait, what was it?
So it was like the drum roll part that we had in the demo.
And
So the bridge was pretty much like the demo. And then when John went to go and finish vocals, he came up with that vocal part. So they ended up just taking the drums that I recorded for the verse of the song and used that instead.
But the changes are the pre-chorus changes. So that's why it's different. So it was this? Oh.
Yep.
Wow. I totally don't remember that. That's crazy. Yeah, it's pretty busy. It's pretty busy. And the vocals, like, kind of busy.
Pretty nuts.
I fucking forgot about that. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And, it's one of those songs where like everything just came together at the right time, you know, and I will say it is always one of my favorites in the set.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like there's some songs that just always will feel good, and every time you like that still feels just as new as, you know, anything on You're Okay or even new. Like there's something about it that just like always hits right. And that's definitely not the case for every song. So yeah, I feel like we did something really cool there. And like I said, it sounds fucking good.
Yeah. So from one tiny guitar riff and then it all kind of came together. So,
so all you rockers out there, all you need is just two chords and you got a song.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more episodes within days from now. And thank you all for listening. Go give Bad Behavior a spin, and maybe it'll make you feel like you're at a show.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Roll that outro music.